This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 12th, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and as usual, got so much to cover today. I mean, we've got the fires, which it's not just in California. If you look into that, there's actually wildfires. I think the most wildfires maybe ever simultaneously around the world. Very strange. We've got wildfires. We've got a hoax demic. We've got food shortages. We've got riots. We've got election fraud. Hey, I got someone's absentee ballot that lives completely across the county in my mailbox. This week, we've got rising prices, we got unemployment, we got Antifa rampaging, of course, but they're not a domestic terrorist organization. I mean, we've got it all. Who says you can't have it all? Well, we don't have war. We don't have space alien invasion, so maybe we haven't quite got it all yet. But what a time to be alive. I've got several things I wanted to just briefly comment on before we get into it. One, I was sent a YouTube video. Yeah, police reports from the West Coast, Antifa setting the fires. There's been some arrests made, and just looking at the pictures of these wimpy, sickly-looking soy boys, they look like Antifa. So there could very well be some truth to that. Ken sending me that. But I played it for you last week. I shouldn't have to play it again this week. Rick Wiles told us, of course Antifa checks the box. They check every box of a domestic terrorist organization. They march around with the communist flag. They have committed murder, arson, riots, assault. They check every box of a domestic terrorist organization. But the good old U.S. federal government worries not about, of course, they pay lip service. We've seen the lip service of calling them a domestic terrorist organization. And even though you can find out that rioters has been bused from Portland, Oregon to Washington, D.C., yet they still don't do it. And I've got some information about that. I'm actually getting a little bit ahead of myself. I wanted to, a couple of programming notes. One thing I wanted to say, Jeremy was on the Duke Thursday. Really good commentary. You should go back and check that out. Someone sent me the video. And you can go to YouTube and do a search for this. And it's worth a watch. It is worth a watch. I wish I had time to really delve into this, and maybe I could do it next week. I know a lot of times I say what I'm going to do next week, and I never do it. It's just, I'm sorry. But the video is Black Lives Matter and Witchcraft. And I'm here to tell you, if you, and this gentleman that done the video is a black guy. I mean, not that that matters, but I'm just saying. And he is playing the founders of Black Lives Matter. He's got recordings of them and a lot of the things that they say about being involved in conjuring up demonic spirits, they say with their own lips. You can watch that and judge it for yourself. I found it to be really quite enlightening with regards to what we see happening and how things are happening. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Also, Steve O'Brien sent me a video yesterday, or told me about a video series on Amazon, The Last Motorcycle on Earth. I watched some of that last night. Pretty interesting. They're getting rid of all the motorcycles to fight climate change, and that's where they're starting. It's pretty interesting, so I wanted to share that with you. Also, I'm not going to do anything about, I'm not going to discuss 9/11. I've done that on this broadcast for years and years. this audience knows what there is to know about 9/11. So, and you know, we've had so many great ones that have led the way exposing 9/11. Michael Collins, Piper's Hot. Many of these are dead now. Tex Mars. You've still got, you know, Dennis Fecho, Christopher Bolin. I don't know what happened to him, but I'm not going to spend any time on 9/11. One thing I am going to hopefully do, I want to play at some point during the first hour or the top of the second hour, I want to play The Gift of Life by Dr. William Luther Pierce. Dr. William Luther Pierce's birthday is on 9/11, 9/11/33, and I hope I have time to play that. Author of The Turner Diaries, Hunter, American Dissident Voices. If you get into listening to, and just keep in mind that The Turner Diaries was written in 1978, but if you get into listening to Dr. William Luther Pierce, I'm here to tell you there is a vast array of wisdom in those American Dissident Voices. And also, Kevin Alfred Strom, that does American Dissident Voices today, has about a 15-20 minute podcast each week on nationalvanguard.org. I urge everyone to listen to that. It's short, and in fact, I've got a clip from week before last. It's about 11 minutes. I probably won't have time to get to it, unfortunately, but it really is a must listen as far as the perspective. I consider Kevin Alfred Strom to be one of the greatest minds of analyzing what we actually see unfolding in reality. And I kind of consider him to be one of the most under-respected voices. He's not mentioned as much as he should be in certain circles for the knowledge and wisdom and logic that he displays. So I wanted to make mention in case of whatever I get to play, but Dr. William Luther Pierce, birthday, 9/11/33. The only other person I heard mention this, of course I can't listen to everything, but the only other person I heard make mention of this was Jay. Jay made mention of it a couple of times this week, and I kind of think, you know, I want to commemorate Jay and commend him for bringing that up, but I kind of think it's sad that, you know, more people don't for a voice that practically foresaw into the future completely what we're seeing unfold now in front of us in 2020, and Dr. William Luther Pierce passed away in 2002. I believe it was July of 2002. But anyway, if we get to it, we will get to it. If not, you should go on YouTube, look up The Gift of Life. It's about 7 minutes, and it's really good. So I'm going to move forward. This past week, there was a leaked Homeland Security document, Daily Storm ran the story. And guess what? This document claims that white supremacists are the greatest domestic threat. Yeah, you heard that right. White supremacists present the gravest terror threat in the United States, according to a draft report from the Department of Homeland Security. Think about that. Two later draft versions of the same document, all of which were reviewed by Politico, described the threat from white supremacists in slightly different language, but all three drafts described the threat from white supremacists as the deadliest domestic terror threat facing the U.S., listed above the immediate danger from foreign terrorist groups. Listed above the immediate danger from even foreign terrorist groups. And this story was linked to Politico. It originated in Politico and then Stormer ran the story. Foreign terrorist organizations will continue to call for homeland attacks, but probably will remain constrained in their ability to direct such plots over the next year, all three documents say. The first version of the report, which is from 8/19/20, states boldly, this is Politico now, that white supremacist actors are the biggest threat right now in America. Is that not interesting when you turn on your TV and Antifa and Black Lives Matter burning down cities, they're got pig heads that they're throwing at the police officers. They're burning down police stations. They've got incendiary devices. They've got bombs. They've killed people. There's no white group that I'm aware of any significance marching around doing a damn thing about anything But the government of the United States says white people are the terrorist organization. You know, the mainstream lying, biased, prostituted media has tried to foment this notion that white people are the ones doing all of this destruction. It's peaceful protest when it's Black Lives Matter, and then when it's a riot, well, by golly, it's white supremacists masquerading as Black Lives Matter. I mean, what kind of a world do we actually live in? The article goes on to say Russia probably will be the primary covert foreign influence actor and purveyor of disinformation and misinformation in the homeland. No, no, Russia is not purveyor of disinformation and misinformation. That's our very own Jewish-owned media in America. Thank you. Former acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAllison last year directed the department to start producing annual homeland threat assessments. Political reviewed three drafts of this year's report titled Department of Homeland Security State of the Homeland Threat Assessment, all of which were produced in August. The editor-in-chief of national security site Lawfare, Ben White, obtained the documents and shared them with Politico. The first such assessment has not been released publicly, and a DHS spokesperson declined to comment on the leaked documents. Let's see, we're about to the end. None of the drafts Politico reviewed referred to a threat from Antifa, the loose cohort of militant left-leaning agitators who senior Trump administration officials have described as domestic terrorists. Two of the drafts refer to extremists trying to exploit the social grievances driving lawful protests. So, you know, I've done this story, not this actual piece of trash story, but similar stories about once a month, I guess. I mean, whoever's counting. Of where they're having hearings in Congress, but it's about white supremacists. You know, there is, I mean, there's so few organizations, even like League of the South looks like it's went into hiding. And of course, I don't know if they're still being sued from Charlottesville or whatever. But the government, I've said this on this broadcast week after week after week, that the mask has come off and that the media, the federal government of the United States, has a blatant, open, in-your-face anti-white agenda. Hell, even Rush Limbaugh is practically stating it openly now. Even Alex Jones talks about it, where he used to completely seem to avoid the race issue, because it's undeniable. Now, all the while that these supposed white supremacist domestic terrorist organizations are just roaming the streets at will, 600 Jewish groups declare their support for Black Lives Matter. This is NeedToKnow.News. Over 600 Jewish groups came together last week to take out a full-page ad in the New York Times declaring their unequivocal support for Black Lives Matter. Terror uprisings that is tearing America apart. We support the black-led movement in this country that is calling for accountability and transparency from the government and law enforcement. We know that freedom and safety for any of us depends on the freedom and safety of all of us, the letter read, which was published in the Times on Friday. As Jews, we know how dangerous this is. When politicians target Jewish people and blame us for this problem, it leads directly to violence against us. When black movements are undermined, it leads to more violence against black people, including black Jews. So you can go there and read this for yourself. It says, we are starting to see that far-right concoct conspiracy theories that Black Lives Matter was being manipulated by globalists and Marxists in an anti-Semitic attempt to undermine the black-led movement, Sessions said. Now, if you'll just go and watch the video I was talking about, Black Lives Matter and witchcraft, you will see a whole host of information about how it's completely based on, and they admit to, that it's all based on Marxism. Karl Marx was an open Satanist. Did you know that? Karl Marx's two daughters died in a suicide pact with their husbands. Did you know that? I mean, I don't have time to delve into Marxism and Karl Marx. This audience knows the majority of that. But, you know, I read those two stories, and it gave me pause. So here again, the government of the United States is, again, trying to demonize the white people. And say we're the domestic terrorist threat when these sellout traitor politicians don't have the balls to declare an actual domestic terrorist organization that checks every block of what a domestic terrorist organization is, a domestic terrorist organization, because it would expose who's funding it, who's organizing it, who's seeing to the logistics of it. And it's the very same people that own our sellout traitor politicians. And that's the dirty little truth they don't want the American people to ever come to grips with. So, you know, what is it that we have faith in, listener? What is it in America that we have faith in? Do we have faith in the voting system? Well, I just got somebody's absentee ballot in the mail. The mail sucks. The U.S. Postal Service is the worst it's ever been in my life. If you trust the mail system, put $500 in the envelope and mail it to yourself. Do we trust the monetary system? What a sham fractional reserve banking system that we're all under. It's an enslaving debt system. It should be. It's a complete joke. Do we have faith in the stock market? Can you name anything that's more manipulated than the stock market? The line news media, do we have any faith in that? I damn sure don't. Do I have any faith in Republicans? I have zero. I don't know about you. Democrats, less than zero. Some negative number. Do we have any faith in our medical system or Big Pharma? No. Look at this hoax, this pandemic hoax that we're under, and they're trying to keep this thing going forever. It's ridiculous. Do we have any faith in digital currency systems like Visa or MasterCard or Discover? Well, you better not. Last week, what was the story? Discover wouldn't let you give money to Kyle Rittenhouse. Do we have any faith in the history we're taught? Well, I hope you don't. But you don't know anything. They don't teach you jack about the truth about World War II. Look at what we have seen. 9/11, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, the USS Liberty. Do we have any faith in these modern-day religions, Christianity or Catholicism? Most don't anymore. What is it we trust? Do we have any faith in the court system? I can't think of a more rigged, two-tiered system of injustice than the justice system in America. If there's any justice in America, tell it to James Fields. What a joke. Do we have any faith in our Social Security system? Well, I don't. What about Child Protective Services? What a horrible institution that is in many areas. We have any faith in the FBI? Hell no. All they do is go around and try to railroad some poor, dumb white person. CIA? I know no one in this audience does. The education system in America? None. The tech giants? Well, they're horrible entities. Horrible. All they do is censor. They've got a biased narrative. They're a horrible entity. Our state governments? No. Our tax system? What about that? Taxed into poverty. Our tax system in America, where they print money out of thin air and then tax us, it's just horrible. Our immigration policies, the federal government, it's a mockery of anything that would represent the constituency and the citizenry of a country. What about the murder circus we send around the world fighting these endless wars and occupying over 500 countries, have 500 bases in over 100 countries? What about the foreign policy of our past presidents, Clinton, Bush, Obama? Endless wars, starting wars on lies, and never-ending occupations. So what is it we really do trust in this society, in this government? What do we really have to hang our hat on that's worth a damn? What do we really believe in? What can we really trust? Next hour, you tell me, because, buddy, it ain't much. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We're back on the alternative media. This is Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I wanted to make one clarification on my rant earlier. When I was talking about Christianity, I'm talking about the Joel Olsen's organized religion, the John Hagee's of the world. I think there's a lot of small individual country churches that do still stand for some morality and decency and some common sense. I think they are out there, and I have no problem. I have no problem with whatever religion anybody wants to follow. But these organized religions by these charlatans like Joel Olsen, who I can barely even stand to look at. He looks like he ought to be the epitome of some kind of scam artist or something. He ought to be the caricature of that. And then, of course, John Hagee. But I just wanted to, say, you know, what a country we live in. You can get arrested in America now for opening your business. You know, you've seen the stories. I've got half a dozen of them here, probably. I won't get time to go into. You can get arrested for opening your business in America, but you won't get arrested for looting a business. Think about that. Think about that. You can get arrested for trying to open and run your business, but people can come and loot it, and, well, by golly, they're just peaceful protesters and social justice warriors, so it's just A-okay. A federal judge in Detroit has ordered the city's police not to use batons, tear gas, shields, chokeholds, rubber bullets, sound cannons, or any other type of non-lethal force against protesters for the next 2 weeks. This is a Breitbart news story. How about this? The late Friday ruling granted a temporary restraining order to the activist group Detroit Will Breathe, which sued the city on Monday, claiming the excessive police force infringed upon their protesters' First Amendment rights, the Detroit Free Press reported. Well, you know, I hate to have to keep going back to it, but if you contrast this ridiculous absurdity with the treatment of those that attempted to go to Charlottesville with a permit, well, you get a real window of insight into the character of the government of the United States of America. And I can say that because, you know, it was under Jeff Sessions that they brought all those hate crime charges, that's the federal government, against James. So it wasn't enough just to leave it to the crooked-ass Virginia government and governor and, mayor of Charlottesville. It wasn't enough. So, Jeff Sessions, and what a disappointment he was. U.S. District Court Judge Laurie Mickelson's order stops police from using any type of force during the protest. For a short period, we know that police will not be able to use the brutal tactics they have in the past against peaceful protesters now without violating a court order. Well, you know, I mean, if you just to stand there and look around, Detroit Police Chief James Craig said the police have not used force against any of the peaceful protesters. We're continuing to do our job the way we've done it, blah, 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 blah. I've told you what the gist of that is. I mean, you know what really gets me about this? The speed in which they've been able to bring all this insanity about. I don't know if I'll have time to get to this story or not either, but, you know, Devin Chauvin was in court yesterday, and there was a gigantic mob at that as well. So, you know, I'll say it again just because I don't think enough people talk about it. Here we've got openly in our face a domestic terrorist organization, and the federal government of the United States is sitting back and paying it useless lip service, but not only the federal government, but these states as well, allowing this all to happen. Now, I'll have to save it for after the break. One American News ran a story about the real numbers on COVID-19. Remind me of Tony from Chicago the whole time I was listening to it, and it was incredible. I'm going to play it short. I'm going to play that on the other side of the break. After widespread criticism for its decision not to implement comprehensive lockdowns or mask requirements, Sweden now has one of the lowest coronavirus infection rates in the world. Sweden has gone from being the country with the most infections in Europe to the safest one, said the country's senior epidemiologist, Dr. Anders Tegnell, in an interview with the Italian newspaper. What we see now is the sustainable policy might be slower in getting results, but it will get results eventually. And then we will also hope that the results will be more stable. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control last week said Sweden's infection rate is only about 12 cases per million people. So, you know, if you watch the local news in this country, though, the mad chaos hysteria continues. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair in back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined their Black Lives affair. They were the last ones to know. They were the last ones to crow. He was the last one they thought had a pair. And I saw the surprise and that fear in his eyes when he lifted that barrel and aimed. Then he fired too, said, "Homie, you may be through." But he didn't have time to complain, 'cause he shoots commies in their faces where ballistics drown, and the recoil chases my blues away, and I'll be okay. Now I'm not big on social justice. Think I just exposed Antifa's lack of toughness, 'cause I shoot commies in their faces.
All right, that was a little bit. If you go to YouTube now, there's all kinds of Kyle Rittenhouse tributes. And we were playing that for some bumper music coming back in was the plan. But anyway, I know that's not the world's greatest singer or world's greatest attempt, but I thought it was humorous. And in light of the discussion thus far, having a, maybe a little humor interjected, well, it's not so bad. I'm not saying that's the greatest one on there, but if you go do some looking, there's a lot of people doing Kyle Rittenhouse musical tributes, and a lot of them are very humorous. So I just wanted to share that with you. Now, One American News ran a story this past week, and I don't always keep up with One American News, but this is really interesting if you look at the numbers that they reported. And then, of course, as most of you guys see what's going on in your local media around you and what they're trying to portray. So here is, this is audio number one, Ken. Let's play One American News earlier this week.
A new study from medical researchers at UCLA and Stanford universities finds the chances of contracting or dying from COVID-19 are much lower than previously thought. One America's Pearson Sharp explains.
A new study from medical scientists at UCLA and Stanford University finds the likelihood of contracting the coronavirus is much, much lower than previously thought. The study, published in late June, says the current probability of becoming infected, going to the hospital, or even death from COVID-19 is, quote, an extremely rare event. The study goes on to say that people are vastly overestimating their chances of getting sick and going to the hospital, especially here in the U.S. As part of the study, doctors reviewed public cases of infection in 100 of the largest counties across the nation. They found that an average person in an average county has a 1 in 3,836 chance of getting infected with the coronavirus, and that's without wearing a mask or doing any social distancing. Even the odds of being hospitalized are vanishingly small, even for someone who's in the at-risk category. For an average person between 50 and 64 years old, the chances of getting the virus and needing hospitalization are 1 in 852,000. And for that same person who's at risk, the chances of dying from coronavirus are 1 in 19.1 million. And those figures were for the last week of May, when deaths from coronavirus were 16 times higher than they were last week. Doctors say they were shocked to find out how low the risk of coronavirus really was. It's worth mentioning that compared to the risk of dying from coronavirus, which again is 1 in 19 million, the risk from dying in a car crash is 1 in 114. These figures come after a revelation from the CDC itself that of all deaths attributed to the coronavirus, just 6% actually died from the virus itself. The other 94% had severe underlying medical conditions. Combined with this latest data, the case for keeping the country locked down falls apart and reveals the risk to the American public appears much lower than so-called experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci had claimed. Pearson Sharp, One American News.
What? How about that? How about that for news and information. This is the greatest hoax, I guess, ever perpetrated on the world. I don't know. Next hour, and I've had several emails. Yeah, I'm planning on taking phone calls. It may not be at the very top of the hour, but we're going to take phone calls for the most of next hour. 1 in 3,836 of getting infected, this without wearing a mask. Also, the CDC has said that firefighters out there fighting the endless fires in California, that the mask for COVID-19 won't help you with smoke. 1 in 852,000 risk of getting the virus in the age group 50 to 64 at risk without wearing a mask, and 1 in 19.1 million have a chance of dying. Your chances of dying in a car crash is 1 in 114. I saw this and I was like, wow, you know, and I'll be the first to admit, I like to be honest. When this thing first started, I thought maybe it was the 100-year pandemic, and I wanted to err on the side of caution because, you know, I don't trust the government at all. And some were leading the way, really, on RBN, John Stattmiller, Steve Elkins, and many others. I can't listen to everybody. outing it as a hoax from pretty much the get-go. And now look at us, what has happened to the economy. And, you know, hear this story. This is UCLA. This is Stanford. One American News carrying the story, but no coverage in the mainstream media. Absolutely no coverage by Lester Cuckolt. Where are you at, Lester? Because they don't want the American people to know. Now, all of this is simultaneously with, this is CNN. Nearly 30 U.S. states are reporting downward trends in COVID-19 cases, but the pandemic will likely worsen again, according to the country's leading infectious disease expert. This is what Dr. Fauci said. We need to hunker down. We've got to hunker down to get through this fall and winter because it's not going to be easy. 1 in 19.1 million without a mask. The warning isn't new. Experts, including the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention director, have long warned the months ahead will be the most challenging. It doesn't help that the U.S. is continuing to see about 36 new cases a day, which is all a lie, which is better than where we were in August, but it's still way too high, says Fauci. I keep looking at the curve. I get more depressed and more depressed. Why don't you commit suicide then? About the fact that we're never really getting to the baseline that I like, he said. So, you know, I mean, this is one of the biggest hoaxes. And I know people personally, I'm sure all of you do too. Barbers, small restaurant owners. I live in a very rural county. That this has crushed. All the while, Lowe's and Walmart and Amazon's getting rich. You know, I've got a different point of view than the majority of people on RBN and the majority of people in this audience. I'm not for trying to fix this government. This government is made up of complete criminals. Just look at the suicide rates are going through the roof. The ridiculous absurdity and stupidity that's on display nightly on the news with regards to what schools and colleges are doing. Also, I didn't watch it. I'll never watch it again. Football Thursday night, whoever it was won the Super Bowl was playing someone. I think they were playing the Texans. I'm not sure. But anyway, had the lowest ratings, I think, like ever. And someone was telling me, I don't know if this is true or not, but that if you've got like season tickets or whatever, you can't get your money back or whatever, but you can send a picture of you and they'll put a cardboard cutout of you in the stands. Man, I mean, I used to just have three of these, but now I've got four. We're living in a mix of the movies They Live, Idiocracy, Turner Diaries, and 1984, with a heavy dose of Idiocracy. So here, I just wanted to get that out. Everything really, you know, vaccinehoax.com and what Tony's been doing. I mean, that video, I mean, I know, and Tony may call in next hour. He can tell us if he even believes that. 1 in 19.1 million dying from COVID-19, according to UCLA and Stanford University, and none of this getting any reporting in mainstream media, period, because they're all in lockstep to keep this ridiculous absurdity going, at least to the election. But I think they're going to try to keep it going worldwide as long as they can. Remarkable footage has revealed the moment police officers dressed in head-to-toe hazmat suits frog-marched a young woman up a beach in handcuffs after she went surfing after supposedly being diagnosed with the coronavirus. A professional lifeguard was reported to police by her own colleagues in San Sebastian in the Bay of Biscay in Spain on Monday after she was spotted surfing while placed on medical leave by her employer following a coronavirus test. Now, I know this is radio and you can't see this, but it was really surreal. These guys had the full-blown hazmat suits. I mean, like the ones you'd go clean Chernobyl or something. I mean, the big ones, moon suits. And they go, and she's out there like all alone surfing, you know. She didn't have a mask on. I'm telling you, these mask wearers, I've seen people mowing their yard. Well, they've always mowed their yards wearing masks around there, but not just mowing their yards, but just sitting on their porches, sitting out in their yard, driving in a car by themselves. wearing masks. And I mean, it really, even if you thought all this was real, would you really feel like you needed to wear a mask in your car by yourself? And these news conferences like Biden has, where he's like in a circle and everybody's in a circle and they're about 12 feet apart, and the gaff master comes on and sticks his foot in and out of his mouth repeatedly. I mean, it's just surreal. It is just surreal. I will say this for Donald Trump. He's got some of the best ads going that just torpedoes so much of the left-wing lying agenda. They're pulling you out of the water in hazmat suits in Spain. And also, let's see, I had another one of about a kid that had they had arrested for like, well, I don't know where it got to. They had arrested a kid in New York for going to school. Here we go. A New York high school student was arrested on school grounds Thursday after being suspended Tuesday for attending in-person classes on his scheduled remote learning day. Welcome to America. Hey, loot somebody's business out. We're not going to arrest anybody for that. 17-year-old kid goes to school on the wrong day. Well, we got to call the police and have him arrested. I mean, what kind of country are we living in? It's becoming to be so surreal, it's unbelievable. Maverick Stowe, great name, is protesting the coronavirus regulations in place at William Floyd High School in Mastic, New York. The teen was being held at the 7th Precinct in Shirley, New York on Thursday morning. The school district said on Thursday the high school will be virtual for the foreseeable future for all 3,000 students. Mr. Stowe continues to display irresponsibility and selfish behavior with today's latest public stunt, the school district said. He arrived wearing a neon green shirt for high visibility with a contingent of media just outside the fence, trying to capture him getting arrested as he entered the building. He entered the building and was immediately arrested. So here, now isn't it interesting? If you protest the coronavirus lockdown, you're a criminal. You need to be arrested. It's horrible. You're irresponsible. You're going to get everybody killed by something that only kills, what did I say, 1 in 19 million. This is horrific. Oh, the horror. But if you're out here burning down cities, looting out innocent businesses, showing up at outdoor restaurants and harassing the hell out of the patrons, well, by golly, in America, well, you are a patriot. You should be praised. You should be looked upon as a great servant of the people. You're the good guy. I mean, the hypocrisy is so rich in this whole ridiculous story. If you remember back, we were having lockdown protests before the whole George Floyd started, and the media was, oh, how horrible it is, just like, you know, the Trump rallies, they rail on that. They've even tried to lie and say that, you know, there was a gigantic bunch of COVID-19 that come out of those Sturgis rallies, or the Sturgis event, whatever you want to call it. But it didn't happen. So, I mean, you know, I'll say it again. I said this last couple of weeks. Until we get rid of this completely lying media in America, we're never going to have any peace. We're never going to have any kind of a decent... if you can't know the truth, now thank God we've got RBN, and I know there's a lot of other websites. There's some 100%fedup.com. There's so many good websites. NationalVanguard.org does a great job. I mean, you can get some good information sometimes off RT.com, and RepublicBroadcasting.org has a lot of great information. Sometimes I fail to point that out, but the mainstream media's entire agenda is to keep the American people believing complete lies. This past week also, Gavin Newsom at an ash-strewn wildfire site said the debate is over around climate change. Just come to the state of California, observe it with your own eyes, a grinning Newsom told reporters while touring a fire-ravaged North Complex near Oroville. It's not an intellectual debate anymore. It's not even debatable. So, you know, him or the California government and all their stupidity and ignorance getting rid of their entire, like, forestry service because of, I guess, you know, their mad green agenda. It's none of the politicians to blame for any of this and their policies. No, it's the weather. It's the weather. I'm telling you, a report from Iron Mountain. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
In the studio. After the top of the hour, I'm going to play the 7-minute clip, The Gift of Life, by Dr. William Luther Pierce. Then we'll take phone calls. This is a clip from 2003 from The Dead Zone. It's a minute and 44 seconds. I want you to listen to this and think about it. This is the year 2003, and this is from the series The Dead Zone. Play audio for it, please, Kim.
We know It acts like a virus. It causes high fever and respiratory distress. Tracking and treating a mysterious outbreak like this would take the CDC months.
We better get started then. For anyone who hasn't been exposed already needs to wear a mask.
China? Isn't that where flu viruses come from?
Yeah. A lot of viruses come from there. International flight to China? That's no coincidence. Whatever it is, it originated in China.
Time is not on our side.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
We have ruled out all the usual suspects. Influenza, SARS, bacterial pneumonia.
How long is it going to take?
Well, it took 34 days to isolate the coronavirus that caused SARS, and that's fast.
I'm authorizing a quarantine on everyone who's come in contact with a symptomatic person.
There's got to be something I can do.
On the enzyme, this virus is when they were using
the chloroquine
for malaria.
So the chloroquine.
The chloroquine.
The chloroquine.
This is it. This is your virus.
I'm sorry, but there's no cure for that. Chloroquine, that's an anti-malarial drug.
No. Listen, it suppresses the enzymes. Oh!
Welcome back, you damn fool.
What happened?
We started everyone on chloroquine, stopped the thing dead in its tracks. Now, the CDC would have figured it out eventually, but not in time.
I just thought that was interesting. I mean, so much of what we see happen, if you look back, they have foreshadowed it in various movies. Also, I'm a Planet of the Apes fan. I was watching something about the creation of the first movie of the Planet of the Apes. And, you know, in the Planet of the Apes, it took a long time to put on the makeup for the chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans. And they were saying, these were people that were working on the movie. You know, this is like 1967. And they said the strangest thing happened. When they would go to break or they would go to lunch or any of that, all of the people in costumes would self-segregate. The chimpanzees didn't eat with the gorillas. The orangutans didn't eat with the chimpanzees. They said that, and it was like that the whole time. Because they were in this makeup, they must be an inherent drive or instinct inside everyone to be around their own kind. Even in a makeup or a costume, in the filming of the Planet of the Apes, they were self-segregated. Now, I'm just throwing that in there for a tidbit of, you can take for that what you will, but I found that, and that's what happens in prison. But I found that to be really interesting because, I mean, that means that even if you're in a costume, your instinct is so dominant to be around your own kind that you'll even do it even though you're wearing a costume for a movie. All right, when we come back, top of the hour, I'm going to play The Gift of Life, then I'll take the phone calls. It's 7 minutes. Everybody work with me. Back in moments.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website, at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.